else in my mind about the organizational parts of gardening. So, ask what you can, or I'll answer what I can and ask whatever you want.
Okay, excellent. Well, I'm interested in the organizational, but also just what the garden was like as a place, or how you saw the garden when you were there, and what it was like to be in the garden.
That's perfect. That's what I do remember.
Okay, good. And we'll get to the harder questions later. So, when were you there? How long? What were the gardens like when you were there?
Well, we lived in Eagle Heights, and then U Houses from 89 to 96.
Okay.
And we were in Eagle Heights for 4 years, and then U Houses for 3. And when we were there, I think it was a pretty well-organized system. And in fact, we didn't really know about the gardens the first year that we moved there. I can't remember if we got a garden the second season or even the third, but we moved to Wisconsin in the summer.
And so
things were already going full force by the time we moved there in July. But whenever the first season, I feel like it would have been that following in 90. That would have been our first year gardening.
Okay.
And we heard about it, and we lived in the first group of apartments in the 300s, and so it was pretty close for us to walk over to the gardens, and it was just great. I mean, I was a mom with little kids, and for me, it was hard to get them to go with me, but if my husband was home from class, then he could watch them, I could go over, and it was just like a spa.
Yeah.
So wonderful to be able to go out, and it smelled good, and rows and rows of gardens. I was trying to remember how it was laid out. I mean, it's really been 20 years since I've seen it. But what I recall was there were some sections that were the organic sections, and some people were more insistent that they got organic gardens. And I think, as I recall, in our first years there, I don't remember if I ever had an organic garden or not, but I know that we were lower in the lottery system for getting a garden. So we took whatever would come to us, and we were real happy with that.
So there was a lottery system?
Well, at least it was, they were limited gardens available, and they made them available to people who didn't live in student housing also.
Yeah.
There were people from the community who gardened there. And so they could run out of garden spots. So depending on when you signed up, they may have used up most of the spots. You didn't get in right away. You just take what came. That's my recollection. But there, gosh, I can't even remember how many plots there were, but there were a lot. And they had a water system, and so, you know, for however many of plots, you would share a spigot. And I think the university would come in, they'd plow the gardens every year, and some sections, I think that the people who were on the garden committee were trying to make sure that they did some things like grow. They would have some areas lay fallow, and they would grow legumes and things to re-enrich the soil and plow that through. And they were real thoughtful about trying to make sure they didn't use up everything in the soil.
Was there a compost heap or something for gardeners to use?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Was there a compost heap or
there
things
was
that you could add?
The yard people, the grass people would come and they would sweep up all the leaves, and then they would they would just pile them in the garden, and they would be composting all season, and so there was compost to use as long as it was there, you know, it would get used up pretty fast. But people could do that. And I was trying to remember if Eagle Heights had garden carts. I think they did, but I know U Houses did. There were several where you could haul. You didn't have to have your own wheelbarrow because nobody had much of anything. No space, and no money. And I think we all had our own garden hoses.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure. but we didn't each get our own faucet. You know, we'd share with a couple of different plots. And mm-hmm. I seem to remember needing to unhook people's hoses, or if somebody left the hose running for a long time and the sprinkler on, they weren't really supposed to do that because it needed to be attended. But I don't, uh-huh. I'm not real sure on that. But mm-hmm. I kind of remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But some places in the organic section, you weren't allowed to use any chemicals. And in some sections, people did. And they had varying results. And there were some incredible gardens there. People grew outrageously wonderful crops.
How about you?
Oh, I had growing success. Yeah. It depended. I had some friends who were very serious gardeners, and they always had great things that would come out of it. And I remember turning to them and wondering why I didn't have any squash on my big squash vines, and they told me I needed more nitrogen. And I think I didn't get much in the way of cucumbers because we would always get the little cucumber borers that would kill the plants. But mm-hmm. I think we had great tomatoes and basil, and my daughter remembers carrots and cherry tomatoes. And I canned things. I grew enough stuff to can salsa, and we grew peppers, and we always tried to grow some flowers because nobody really had a growing space around the buildings, and chard and potatoes, green beans, and it was just, I live down in Florida now, and the soil is poor here. It's just awful soil, and when I think back about that black, rich soil, anything would grow in there. It was so wonderful. And I think some of my best memories of the Eagle Heights Gardens would be going up there in the evening before or after dinner, and it's kind of twilight, standing out and watering. There might be mosquitoes biting, but it's still beautiful, and staying until just after the sun went down, and you could hear the owls and you could see the fireflies. And it was just, that was usually the time I knew I needed to be heading home because the raccoons would get out.
Yeah.
That was the raccoons, and it was too dark to see anything. But it was just so peaceful and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was a great experience. I loved doing that.
Yeah. I do, too. Do you remember how you heard about the gardens? How was it advertised for Eagle Heights residents, or word of mouth?
I don't remember right off. I'm pretty sure that I heard just from my friends and we had a friend who didn't live in Eagle Heights who had a plot, and I may have heard from him. My guess would be that there would have been things in the newsletter or posted in the laundry rooms and things, probably in the newsletter, if anything, but I can't remember right off. It seems to me that it was on such an automatic thing. You know, when I was on the garden committee, I remember that there were people who were ready to send in their applications before we had anything available to send out to them. I mean, they knew. They did this every year like clockwork, especially people in Shorewood, because they were right there, and they could come over to these nice garden plots, and they would pay a little bit extra, but they did it every year. They were dedicated gardeners.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I don't remember the publicity very well.
Mm-hmm. Did you like that there was a mix of community members and students gardening, and how much did you talk to fellow gardeners? I guess those are two different questions.
I don't think it bothered me that there was a mix, or it affected me, except maybe that there might not be enough spots for other people, but I don't remember how they decided that, and it could be that they did make sure that the residents got first pick. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But I don't remember it being a problem at all.
Yeah.
And most of the time, I think I did not talk a lot to the people who were close by me. I would just go out and do my thing, because plots are pretty big.
Yeah.
You could be busy. It was a time to not talk to anybody. It was a time to just get some peace and tranquility, or
Yeah.
If I knew, if I happened to have my plot near a friend, I might talk to them a little bit, but mostly I would just concentrate on my plants out there.
Yeah.
There are a lot of foreign families, and I might not have even been able to communicate with some of them. A lot of the families would have their parents come with them, and they would be doing a lot of the gardening during the day.
Yeah.
And they grew amazing gardens. They were very productive.
What I like about going out there is how different everybody's gardening style is.
Yeah.
Does that stick out to you as well?
Yeah, I did. There were people who, I was probably kind of an intermediate gardener, and so I would go out there and try my hand with something. And then there were some people who knew exactly what they were going to do, and they laid things out exactly the right way and had trellises. And you had Western culture gardening, and then you had people from, say, Asia. There were all sorts of different trellises that I'd never even imagined before, but they had things lined up and special cucumber climbing frames. I was fascinated. I didn't recognize a lot of the plants. I just didn't know them at all. And I was introduced to some greens and things I'd never seen before by neighbors who grew them, some kinds of mustards and things I'd never tasted or seen before. That was a neat thing. Learning about different plants by walking through and seeing what other people had.
Were there ways for people to share their overproduction of produce?
I kind of feel like there was a table where people would put gigantic zucchinis at the entrance of the garden. Sometimes things disappeared from people's gardens, and that made them a little unhappy. Something special that you've been watching, your produce would disappear overnight.
No, that's not good.
Yeah, not good. But I think people just shared with their friends with anything. But I think there was a table where you could put extra.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at the end of the season, after they closed the gardens, there was sort of a gleaning, and people could go through, and you know, a lot of gardens would be abandoned at the end of the partway through the summer. Maybe the family moved away and they never took care of it. I remember one year going through and just, we pulled so many beautiful peppers out of somebody's garden and filled probably a 2-gallon pot of jalapenos and serrano peppers that were beautiful and green and red and just pretty and made relishes out of that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Now, we had friends who grew all sorts of funny things, too. They were experimenting, and I remember they grew hops one year, and they grew broom corn, which I'd never seen before, but they wanted to make brooms.
What is broom corn? It's, you use the fibers to make
you
brooms?
The corn sends out long fibers where the seeds are on seed stalks. And so you just cut it and dry it, and you make, that's what brooms used to be made out of.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I hadn't either. These guys were all full of great ideas. She was a fiber textile student, so she knew about things like that. And they made beer, so
And they made beer. Yeah, there's some hops growing out there now. I hear that they spread quickly, and so one of the problems in the gardens right now are plants like mint, which have become almost invasive in the garden, and comfrey.
Yeah.
Were plants like that a problem when you were gardening, or what weeds were gardening?
I don't remember. I bet they were, though, because if you just get the tiniest little piece of mint, then you get a whole new patch.
Yeah.
I know that there were some noxious weeds that they wanted people to be on the lookout for, pull those out, some kinds of thistles and things, I think. Probably mint. I think that there were some plants that they asked people not to plant. Mint may have been one of them.
Yeah.
I don't remember, though.
It's a long time ago.
Yes.
So what prompted you to join the garden committee?
Well, I was trying to remember that because I was on a lot of committees and I liked to be just a member and not the chair, so I can't really remember the kind of world I did that except that I guess somebody needed to do it.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't seem too complicated, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was involved in a lot of committees when we were there, and I guess it was just the attitude that somebody had to pitch in and take care of these things.
Mm-hmm.
I like to garden, might as well do that.
How did you feel the garden fit into the Eagle Heights the residential community?
Oh, I felt like it was integral. It was as much a part of it as anything. It was probably the most real part of being there, because your apartments are really small, and so mm-hmm. if you want, you know, besides the community center and the shared lawn play mm-hmm. space, it's your way to have some contact with nature and maybe real life. Those mm-hmm. apartments are very claustrophobic, so mm-hmm. you try to spend as much time when you can out expanding your space.
Mm. Yeah.
So the garden was really important, and everybody who had any inkling to grow things was out there growing things.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very important part of people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were really important, and I remember seeing an article about the gardens on Wisconsin magazine, and I was so thrilled to see that, because it just flooded me with
mm-hmm.
good memories.
Yeah. Yeah, that I've been in touch with the author,
uh-huh.
but I haven't gotten to actually interview him. He gardened there in the late 90s,
uh-huh.
maybe 2001 or so. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah, what a great thing. When we moved down here, I thought for a little while that I might consider being one of the community members who would come and garden on campus, but it was not as convenient, and I just haven't had the motivation, and I've really not grown any vegetables since we moved away, because mm. things grow so differently here.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of flowers, but no. I have a house and a yard and plants, and I grow completely different things, but I've never had a good vegetable garden since.
Well, did you garden before you moved to Wisconsin? And what?
I did a little bit. Okay. We lived in Utah before we were in Wisconsin, and I had a little patch in the backyard and grew tomatoes and cucumbers and things, and it was always an important part of my family.
Mm-hmm.
Having a vegetable garden, it just seemed like something you're supposed to do. You have to have tomatoes and cucumbers in the summer.
Yep. Yeah.
So I feel like we were not trying to cut down on our grocery bill as much as we were just, I just wanted to get out and grow things and have fresh foods that tasted good. And
mm-hmm.
We had a lot of tomatoes, but it wasn't that we were eating out of the garden all summer long. We would eat what we could,
mm-hmm.
and if we were lucky, we would get some things that we could really have a dinner out of that, but mostly it was the process, not the product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just lost the question I was going to ask you. It was prompted by not the grocery bill, but the fresh foods. And I guess I'll come back in a second. Did you also garden at U Houses, or you only gardened at Eagle Heights?
No, I did both.
Did you both?
Once we moved, then there was a whole new set of gardens, and mm-hmm. we gardened in U Houses too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at that point, we'd done it for a few years, and I felt like, well, of course you're going to have a garden in your houses, because it's just down the road, and it's uh-huh. a little closer. And I think one of the advantages to being on the garden committee
uh-huh.
was that I got two plots.
Oh.
I kind of remember that. I had two plots kind of closer to my house, so that was possibly one of the appeals. I don't remember if everybody could get them or if I got them at a discount or something, but for whatever reason, I had two.
Nice.
And I think that was the year we grew potatoes.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Need some room to grow potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Did U Houses feel like a different garden than Eagle Heights? Because I think when you were there, they were run as separate entities. What do you remember about those?
It was smaller, mm-hmm. and I guess it was just a whole different location. Probably the same attitude, though.
Mm-hmm.
But they were separate entities.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think. Yeah, it was just on a lot smaller scale. But it was the same concept. The university would plow, and
mm-hmm.
They would bring in the leaves for mm-hmm. us for mulch, and the water was there for everybody.
Oh, did you have tools in both places? Did they provide tools besides carts?
They didn't provide tools. We would buy our own tools, but there were the garden carts.
Mm-hmm.
And that was helpful because it's pretty hard to haul big pumpkins and things.
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to take it away from the garden. That's what people always do.
Yeah. Which just makes sense. If you're just going home with a load of produce, it's sort of...
Yes.
Just makes sense. I wanted to go back to I think I remember what my question was a few minutes ago, but I wanted to go back to the idea of organic or not, and was that ever important to you, or if not, why not, and if it was, why?
It's hard to remember my feelings then versus mm-hmm. my feelings now.
Yeah. What are
and
your feelings now?
That I wouldn't have wanted to be encumbered by the rules, although I wouldn't necessarily use a lot of pesticides, but I feel like I might have wanted to put out something like Miracle-Gro or something mm-hmm. that really wouldn't have been okay in the organic gardens. But
mm-hmm.
I know that there were some people who were just adamant they would not garden anywhere that mm-hmm. hadn't been organic, and I was... not quite so worried about it. And maybe I should have been, but I wasn't that concerned about it, and I would take a garden wherever
mm-hmm.
I got it.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I don't know when it changed, but now all of the plots are organic.
Uh-huh. And I think that's probably good, because who knows what was going into those gardens.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. Now I have a better sense of what people were putting. I just didn't use a lot of chemicals anyway, and
mm-hmm.
I was not really familiar with what people might want to whip out and get rid of their slugs and things, but now mm-hmm. I know what those will do and how it sticks in the soil and will affect the ground all around it and all that, and so
mm-hmm.
I can see how it would have been a real issue for someone who knew.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know that much. I was just got out there and planted things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, which I think is still what a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
Just...
I was trying to remember where I got my supplies, and I just don't know at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I used to go, and I would buy seed somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a garden supply store somewhere nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And I would probably buy some pre-started plants, like tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Yeah.
We had lived in a house before we moved to Eagle Heights, so we had some tools, and I picked up a few.
Yeah.
Too, but they didn't provide any tools, as far as I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. They now have a seed... Was there a seed fair while you were there? They actually solicited...
Yeah, I remember that. No.
I think it's a really nice aspect. They solicit donations, and seed companies send in past seeds that are really fine still, but then you just go and get all your seeds for free.
Well, that's fun. That's great.
Yeah.
It saves people a lot of money then.
Saves people a lot of money, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to figure out when it started, but not while you were there.
No,
so after 19...
There might have been things like that brewing, and I just wasn't
mm-hmm.
as involved, especially in the Eagle Heights Garden Committee. I don't feel like I was involved in that much
mm-hmm.
at all.
Mm-hmm. Were you on the U Houses Garden Committee, too?
Yeah,
yeah.
I think I was the chair.
Oh, you were the chair.
I don't remember. I mean, I'm pretty sure I was, but it was just one season.
Mm-hmm.
I know I was on the garden committee there, though.
Mm-hmm. So could you tell, I know you keep saying you don't remember a lot about it, but could you tell me a little bit about what the committee did for the gardens, or what your role was as a committee?
Well, from what I recall, mm-hmm. we did have to put together something where we would let past gardeners know that it was time to reserve your spot, and here's how much it would cost, and you've got to get your forms in by mm-hmm. such a time. So we did that. I really don't have any materials left from those years, but there were some things that had to be done, and so we were the ones who had to make sure that the plowing happened
mm-hmm.
and that the things would get cleaned up afterwards and
mm-hmm.
switch phones. I've got some bad batteries on my telephones here. Great, I'm going to lose this while we're talking.
Sounds good. Are you there? Oh, no. I think that I might have done something because I also touched a button on my phone by accident that it messed up. I'm sorry about that, Catherine.
Well, here we are. Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, back to meetings for Garden Committee. Mm-hmm. I feel like we met a few times, and it was probably mostly about collecting applications and fees and making sure that we got things ready for the gardeners.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like it was a huge amount of work, and I honestly can't even remember who else was on the committee with me.
Mm-hmm.
There must have been several.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't just me, I know this.
No, it would have been too much for one person.
Yeah, I don't know if you have names of people who are on the committee, but...
No, I don't think... Not with me.
Yeah, I just can't remember.
Yeah.
I think it was one that didn't take a huge amount of time, though.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't, and some of these things, they had an established schedule and everything, and somebody could just step into the role, and unless you were going to do something very drastic, there wasn't that much that you had to do that was different.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like being the president of the assembly or something like that.
As the president of assembly, you had to do a lot.
There was a lot more because people were coming with new ideas and new issues and things all the time, and that would be a much more complicated job. But that's probably why I said I would do it, because some of these committees took a lot of time, some didn't take so much.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
This is a question sort of unrelated to the garden itself, but did you use any of the land around the garden, all the... what's now the Lakeshore Nature Preserve? Did you go out to Picnic Point with your family?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We would walk through the woods a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go out to Picnic Point all the time, just walk through the woods. And there are the apple orchards back there. Every year we would go and pick apples in the apple orchards, too.
They're still there, and I pick apples there all the time.
Oh, yeah, those were so wonderful. I mean, really, all those spaces are so important to be able to get out and about and... we walked to campus along the bike path there pretty much every day. My husband rode his bike in every day, and sometimes he would skate in.
Skate in? Yeah. Oh, from... Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had that dream of being able to skate to school sometimes. So.
Uh-huh.
Like, but, oh, we used all those paths a lot. It was very nice.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I don't know what it's like right now. Is it still pretty undeveloped? Or?
Yeah, it is. It's now, all those lands are now under the heading of the Lakeshore Nature Preserve.
Great.
Just as of
wonderful.
2000, 2001 or so.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a time when there was some they all used to be under the Arboretum, and they were they were reshuffled. Yeah, about 2000, and there was some. The gardens actually lost some of their plots to make room for other. It was complicated. The CALS fields, the College of Agriculture and Life Science, lost some of their test fields, and they needed a new place to put them. So there was sort of a reshuffling of the empty fields that were around the garden.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a Biocore prairie. There's a prairie restoration there now.
Oh, neat! Wow, that's all really fun. That's great.
Yeah, and then some horticulture fields. Yeah. So
it's perfect. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's still a really nice, a very natural setting to do a natural gardening. It's nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we saw so many animals there. I know we heard owls and saw foxes and collected tadpoles one year in a puddle walking into the garden path.
Wow.
It was great to be able to just have that kind of connection to the hawks and things in the trees.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a family this summer. A pair of sandhill cranes raised their young in the preserve, and they were there basically all summer. This pair with their two young, walking around eating tons of strawberries. It was beautiful, but they also ate a lot of people's berries, which I don't think they were happy about. but it was completely worth it. Yeah, they were gorgeous.
Oh, neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have questions for me about what it's like?
I don't, just because, I don't even know what to ask. So you don't live in family housing, but you're a gardener there, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I'm a graduate student at UW, but I live on the east side, but I got a plot this is my first full summer in Madison, so I got a plot there, and it's really nice. I'd say there's still the range of gardeners,
a lot of
Eagle Heights residents, but then also some community members and students who don't live there, which is really nice.
Yeah, I agree, and it makes it seem more like a community effort too. Mm-hmm. I think instead of just the students who live there, it kind of exposes the rest of the world to what a nice place Eagle Heights is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I forget where you would park when you come to garden.
I bike out.
Okay.
You have to park along the road, I think. There's not a parking lot of any sort.
Mm-hmm. That sounds right.
Yeah, so people park along one of the roads that heads into Eagle Heights, and then walk in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's around where we lived, so it's a convenient place.
Yep. Yep, it is right around where you lived. That's true.
I worked for family housing for many of the years that we worked or that we lived there, and I feel like. I just can't remember if they got involved in the gardens the way they did in some of the other organizations, like the nursery schools or the assembly. I don't think they did that much, but maybe we're more of a liaison just to help make sure things happen.
Yeah.
Help make sure the money was accounted for and things like that. I can't remember, but you have sometimes a different view of things when you're working for the university than as a just a citizen.
Yes.
You know, so sometimes maybe that was part of what would prompt a person like me to be part of a committee too, is just knowing what needed to be done out there. And,
You say that the university brought in mulch and plowed, but did you feel as though there were the university as an institution played any other role, or were there any conflicts ever between what the university, if the university thinks, but do you remember anything like that?
We needed the maintenance people to help with water leaks and plumbing and things like that. And I don't remember if we had to pay for that kind of help or not. We may have had to pay to have things plowed, but I don't remember. I don't recall conflict. I don't know.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I might be wrong. I don't remember anything being an issue.
Well, if there was a big issue, I'm sure it would stick out.
Maybe, I don't know. how are you getting a hold of people for this project? Are you just going through lists of gardeners and...
Oh, well, I've been asking everybody that I've talked to for more names. One, I haven't gotten to that question. I know you sent me two in the email that I don't think I have yet, so I'd love that contact information. I'm finding names in old newsletters. And then, through word of mouth and old newsletters and some old garden meeting minutes. But if you have anybody that sticks out as somebody that would be good to talk to,
I have some friends who I've really been in contact with for a long time, but they were really involved in the gardening, and they ended up going off and working for seed heritage plant seed companies, and I think that John and his daughter were on the cover of the Organic Gardening magazine with the purple carrots and years ago. So they were very serious gardeners, and they probably have some totally different memories for you, but it was John and Terry Navazio.
John and Terry. How do you spell the last name?
N-A-V-A-Z-I-O.
N-A-Z?
V like Victor.
Okay.
Navazio. And I don't really know how to get in touch with them. I think they might live in Michigan, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I'll look them up. How I found you was on the alumni
page. Good.
So they may be there.
It's
not always assured that I'll find them there, but sometimes that works.
Depends on whether they answer the call when the foundation calls their house.
Yes. That's what I figured.
My friends who grew the broomcorn and the hops, I'm still in good contact with them. And that was Edmund and Ruta Siliklis.
Okay.
And I don't know if they'll be in alumni contact, but I have an email that I can send you.
I would love it if you sent me that email. That would be very helpful. Yeah, that would be great.
And another friend who is up in Stevens Point, I know they gardened all the time, and they would have some. And she was always involved in committees and things, so she might have of a recollection of what went on in all these meetings.
And I'd love, what is her name?
Her name is Julie Schneider.
Julie Schneider.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have her email?
I can send you both of them.
That would be great. It would be very helpful.
Okay. I'd be glad to do that. I'll be interested. If you wouldn't mind, when you're done with your project, I'd love to read what you come up with.
Oh, I would love to share it with you.
Great. That would be really fun.
Yeah, part of what people who I've talked to who are current gardeners say they would like this to be in part as an organizational history or some idea of what the garden has been over time and how it's changed. And so that will hopefully be a big part of what my thesis ends up being.
Yeah, I'm sure it's morphed into all sorts of things.
Yeah, in my mind, I still am not sure what it will end up being exactly. There's so many pieces to that landscape that it's hard for me to figure out exactly what part I'll be focusing on.
Well, I think it means so many things to different people, just depending on who you ask, why they're there, and what they hope to get out of it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. But one thing that has stuck with me is how all gardening stories aren't about other people, but they're always about a person's interaction with non-human things. So water and weeds and too many tomatoes, and so how to work those elements of the story in will be fun, but it will be interesting.
That's funny. Yeah.
You know, or you talk about all the animals that you saw and it's something that's really important about that place, so.
I think so, yeah.
Well, is there anything that you thought I might ask you that I didn't?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me a lot of questions about the committee because I couldn't remember any of it. But no, I think you've covered, I can't really think of anything right now.
No, I wouldn't expect you to, but I think I like asking that question because sometimes somebody will say that they thought I was going to ask something, and I realized that would have been a great question.
That's fine. I mean, if I think of anything amazing, I'll be sure to send it to you.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Catherine. It was really fun to talk
to you. Well, thank you, too, and I really enjoy that you're doing this project, and I was tickled to get your letter.
Oh, I'm so glad. I've enjoyed getting...
Because that's one thing. Gardening has always been important in my background, but it's become something completely different in my life now, and I'm doing native plant and butterfly gardening, and it's something that I can't live without. It's very, very important to me. I don't know what would have happened if I didn't have those years to experiment with getting my hands in the dirt on my own and just explore and try to grow things. I just have such a continuity. Really important to me.
So yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, and good luck with everything, and I'll be sure to send you those names in an email.
Excellent. Thank you, Catherine. Have a really nice evening.
All right. You too. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.